This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live at the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce. Craig Whitney and his crew today hosted a nice event for Congressman Kevin Cramer and their members to talk about tax reform, a great give and take, Q&A back and forth, and now it's your turn in the regular talk radio town hall slot that we do every Wednesday with Congressman Cramer. So here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. As always, text Todd or I, Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Or you can text me at 701-367-2054. It's Wednesday Wheels on What's on Your Mind Wednesday. Wednesday Wheels, that's right. And I have a great set of wheels I want to tell you about. This is a 2014 GMC Terrain, all-wheel drive, SLT1, all-wheel drive, auto-dimming, rear-view mirror, Bluetooth, heated driver and passenger seats, power everything. Absolutely incredible deal. Now, this only has 40,000 miles on it. It's a one-owner, so many of these at Pucklet are like that. Our friends at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City never disappointed. They told me last week we talked about Wednesday Wheels deal. It was gone by Friday, and that happens because these are just incredible deals. They're absolutely incredible, and this is no difference. Now, if you walked in there yesterday, you could pick up this vehicle for around 22. They've lowered the price down to $28,899. It's under $21,000 today and today only. So a great way to go. Check them out at PucklageValleyCity.com. Stop and see them. 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City. Give them a call. Pucklage Valley's North Dakota's home for Chevy, not only in Valley City, but, of course, in Bismarck as well. And you tell them Scott sent you, bringing our talk radio town hall to you today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here after 90 minutes with a roundtable of 15 business owners representing, and I guess there was one economist in the group from NDSU, but a lot of the business community represented here today, different association groups now ready to take your calls, questions, and comments on the program today. This is really probably the number one issue that people are talking about right now, isn't it? It's overtaken healthcare, I think, because we're worn out on healthcare, hoping for any change there. And this is something new. It's innovative, and it's
and there's actually some optimism that we might get it done.
Yeah,
that's encouraging, right?
Exactly right.
So it is the topic of the day. It's the topic because the Senate's taking up their budget this week. Hopefully, they'll pass it tomorrow. Tad Cochran's back from his illness, which is very encouraging. So
they go to the budget first, right? That's very much important part of this.
It is, because the House and Senate have to both pass their budgets. We've passed ours, and then we have to reconcile them into one budget resolution, and that becomes then the instruction manual for tax reform.
I want to get right to the calls here, because folks have heard the questions here and now have their questions, and we welcome them. Before we're done today, I do want to talk a little bit about sort of the timing and you know, what's a done deal and what's yet to be shaped and whatnot. I detected a lot of these. You're getting input. Do this, do that.
That's right.
And I assume that means that there's still some room to shape a lot of this, right?
That's right. And by the way, people can get what we've all had today, that they can get that on the website. It's fairandsimple.gop. And then you'll see the framework there. So whatever's not stated in the framework is still being negotiated. The framework provides those basic principles, three brackets, what the three brackets are, minus the income levels that the brackets fit into, because that's all going to be determined by the give and take, right? So anyway, fairandsimple.gop is where you can go to look at the same documents that the folks today were looking at.
So if you have questions about what's in the framework, if you have questions about what's not, and what you'd like to influence, either way, give us a call. Levi in McCluskey is first on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Levi.
Hi. Change the subject a little bit, but I think it was last week or the week before you guys were talking about the H-2A work visa program a little bit.
Yes.
Possibly like switching USDA, maybe running it.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yep.
I guess I was wondering if there's any chance or talk of lengthening the term of your application or your visa. You know, right now it's a one year reapply every year type of deal, and you know it's a lot of paperwork and costly, expensive, cumbersome. You know, and then there's a 70-day waiting period.
Right.
And I guess on our end, it would make a lot more sense, even if it was a 2 year or you know a 3 year application, so that you don't have to just continuously do that paperwork. I was just curious if there was any talk of that at all.
Thank you, Levi, for the question, and you raised the point perfectly. So yes, there is talk of that, and I wish I could cite the specifics of the bill that's out that Chairman Goodlatte has, but as I recall, he actually addresses at least not making it so burdensome for the reapplication. There's a difference between a new application, you know, and re-upping, if you will, because we have, as you know, probably there are many people that are like family. They come year after year after year. There ought to be some recognition of the value of that in how we deal with the application process. So you're right on, Levi. I wish I could be more specific, but yes, to your point, there is discussion about that very thing.
Right, you're exactly right, too. There's lots of people that get the same worker come back year after year, and when you go to reapply, you're pretty much just starting over from scratch, whether you have the same worker coming back or not. You just start over every year again from square one.
Yep. We'd like to do, that's why E-Verify would be so handy.
Levi, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Yeah, and today, if you can, try and focus your questions on tax reform. Obviously, going to take any questions you have if it's urgent, but Congressman Kramer's here every week answering questions on everything. And I had promised when we'd received so many calls and comments and questions about tax reform to do something specifically on that so you can get your questions answered on that. So that's why we dedicated the show to that today. Phil and Reeder, next for Congressman Kramer at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Phil.
Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Phil.
I was wondering, every time I buy something, I have to pay a sales tax on it unless I buy a product from my stockbroker. So why not put a sales tax on the Wall Street products or a transaction tax on them? Because it looks to me now Wall Street's getting a free ride, whereas all the rest of the citizenry is paying for, you know, government via sales tax or any other property tax, on and on and on.
Sure. So a couple of things. First of all, the only federal tax, of course, is an income tax. So the sales tax, property tax, those are local and state taxes. I mean, that doesn't mean that the federal code couldn't have some sort of a tax, whether it's on a Wall Street product or something else. Most people, I mean, there are some people who think that we should have a consumption tax on everything. That's a reasonable solution, I guess, or at least alternative for some. There's the fair tax, which is sort of a hybrid of consumption tax. The back tax actually had some consumption component to it. Value-added taxes, which is what most countries have as it relates to exports and imports. So there are lots of ways.
I always worry about those, though, being...
Just do a flat transaction tax, and it doesn't have anything to do with the states. Put it on to help the federal government dig itself out of the hole that they're in. You know, put in a 10 cent per transaction. If you buy 1,000 shares of General Electric, you're going to pay extra 10 cents. And same thing if you sell 1,000 shares of General Electric. You're going to get 10 cents lopped off your gross.
Here's my worry, though, Phil. Congressman Kramer is not going to be there forever, and we might have that tax and then a higher income tax at some point.
Well, that's always the concern. Whenever you start talking about veering from the income tax, because there's a constitution to all of this, right? And then you start this perhaps the slippery slope, and people have a reason to be concerned.
Pretty soon we're Canada.
Okay.
Right? No comment?
Hey.
But I mean, you know, right? I mean, you know,
yes.
That's what they've got, a tax on everything for
Canada. Yep. But every idea is worth talking about, so I appreciate it.
Taxes out, because now, not only is Wall Street getting a free ride, but the rich are also.
Well, and that's why our code, this framework is very middle class, lower income focused, and it's by design.
Appreciate the call, Phil. Texter says the GOP should be very careful with the $4,000 a year pay raise rhetoric. We all know what happened last time the government promised to save us $2,500 a year.
Well, good. Yeah, great point. But that was a design flaw from the very beginning. My goodness. You know, the only people that seemed to believe that that was even possible were Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama. And of course, he's talking about the promise that passing Obamacare would reduce everybody's premiums by $2,500. The result has been an increase of over $4,000 per family in premiums. So I understand their skepticism and their right to be skeptical. But we know for sure lowering taxes allows people to keep more of their own money.
Someone commenting on the dialogue earlier with the group saying, look how complex it is. Come on, one flat rate for everyone.
Amen. I could live with that. It's so funny because we are so proud of the fact that we're going from seven brackets down to three for the individuals. And I always say, well, if we can't get to one, I suppose three is better than seven. I think what you'll find, though, for the individual, it's going to be very simple. You fit in this particular range, you deduct either the standard deduction or the two itemized deductions, and you can do it on 14 lines on a postcard.
More of your questions and comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer, the tax reform edition of the Radio Town Hall today. Welcome your calls.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall today, special edition, live from the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce. Congressman Cramer has done these events at the Chamber of Commerce in Minot, also Bismarck, earlier this week, and we wanted to give our listeners a chance to be part of that as well and take part of it. So, been fun to do that today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Starting to run out of October here, so last chance to take in the great deals like Red Bull, 2 for $5. The Jack Link sticks, 2 ounces, $1.89. The Mars brand king size candy bars are all 69 cents. And those great Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white Deli Club or oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat, all at $2.29. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Texter says, and by the way, questions by phone, 800-228-0550, or you can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Last night, for some reason, I was pushing some other button on my phone and found a whole bunch of text from folks that were on a different, I don't know. If you've texted me before, you come in on one category, and if you haven't, you go in another category. And there were all these yesterday thanking us for saying the numbers nice and slow and telling us that they were in the speed dial. So sorry I didn't read some of those comments yesterday. I just saw them last night, but appreciate it. And here's one of those. Says, guys, why do you have any optimism? Why do you have any optimism that the Republican majorities will give us real tax reform? Based on past performance, all we get is a lot of hot air and talk, but no real tax reform. I can see no reason for any optimism. The last thing we need is another tax on anything. I'm not rich, but I have stocks, and I'm so sick of the class envy. Lots of stuff to uncover, but let's deal with the, is it false optimism that we're going to get something done this time, you believe?
Well, let me put it this way. Optimism can produce one of two things. Either, the goal that you're optimistic about, or disappointment. In either case, you're not worse off than we are right now. So I choose optimism. And I choose optimism not only as because I'm somewhat inherently optimistic, but I really do feel good about the process. And I say that because I get the sense from the senators I know and from the folks in the White House that we work with that there is a strong desire to do this. The second thing, Scott, I think is important is that, remember, this is the reason we call this a unified framework is because it's already been agreed upon by at least the leadership of the Senate and the leadership of the House, the leadership of the two tax writing committees and their members and the White House. So you already start out ahead of where we were with health care. Now, there was unity that we should repeal and replace Obamacare, but that was about where the unity evidently ended on that one. The other thing is that this has been a much longer process. More people have been brought into it. More ideas have been thrown out. Some ideas have been considered and scrutinized and taken away. So there's a much more inclusive process in all of this. I'd also say this to the texter. While I understand his or her pessimism, there's a political embarrassment that even the Senate is feeling right now by what's happened, and they don't want to see their chamber, their institution, their leader further embarrassed. So I'm gonna choose to remain optimistic, both based on what I see and what I hope in my heart.
Yeah, really, politically speaking, there is no option but to pass this for Republicans in the U.S. Congress right now, right?
That's exactly right.
I mean, that alone should give us some comfort because it just has to pass. I mean, there cannot be another ball drop here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you start getting into some real pain points in the next election. All right, let's see who's next. Henry in Fargo. Go ahead for Congressman Kevin Cramer. You're on our tax reform radio talk.
Town hall.
Hey, Kevin,
Hey, Kevin, I met you over at Homes for Our Troops over in Moorhead, Little Road.
Yes, thank you. That was a great day.
Yeah, it was. We had a lot of fun. Hey, my point is tax reform, long overdue. Keep going. Good job. Last caller thinking of more tax. We don't need more taxes. People have to remember, our country's not broke. We're a rich country. It's our government that's broke. The people of America aren't broke. It's the government that's broke. And the government needs to do just like if anybody else happens to them. If they can't solve the problem, we need to turn it over to somebody else to take the government out of it because they can't solve the issue.
Well, and that's where letting people keep more of their own money, still allowing charities to even incenting more charitable contribution, and we can get into some of the nuances of that, should diminish the need for government. So while on the one hand you grow the economy and grow the revenue, you also diminish the need for government services. But to your point, and to the frustration of the texter, we do have to deal with the spending side of the formula as well, which is why the House budget actually balances and reduces the deficit. The Senate budget allows for a $1.5 trillion increase in deficit. I think that tells you pretty much the difference between the two chambers, even under unified Republican control. One of the challenges on the Senate side on their budget, frankly, is some of the hawks led by John McCain. they don't believe that we're spending enough money on defense. I don't disagree. But we can't grow the deficit to do it. What we need to be doing is looking for more ways to save money on the spending side to fund priorities like national defense.
Thanks, Henry. Appreciate the call. Anything else?
No, I agree. I mean, cut the taxes, reform taxes. Kevin Cramer's 100% spot on. I'm saying that's one side. The other side is we got to stop spending.
Amen and amen.
Appreciate the call. Levi in Fargo, you're next for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Congressman, thanks for inviting me to the meeting today.
Thanks for being here.
There's so many questions, I couldn't even get my question in, so it was good dialogue.
And plus, you're so shy, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big problem.
And thanks for Scott for broadcasting it so I get my opportunity. But I was reading in the land report yesterday that the 1031 exchange, which is for landowners, could be on the chopping block as part of the negotiation. And when I hear that or see that, I get concerned in states like ours. And you mentioned in the meeting today where, you know, people are asset rich but not cash flow rich. And if you sell some land in North Dakota, for people that don't understand, and I'm not going to do it justice exactly what it is, but basically if you sell a piece of farmland, right, you could potentially be hit with capital gains. Or you can take that money, invest in other land or machinery or what have you. So I'm concerned if that's on the chopping block and a quarter of Fargo's economy is based on agriculture, you're going to see a lot less land moving hands. And then how would that work for things like eminent domain, or we could bring the diversion in the conversation. If you're forced to buy or sell out your land for public benefit, and then all of a sudden you can't roll that into other land or machinery, so then you get dinged twice on the capital gains and then just kind of salt on the wound. I'll let you elaborate.
You elaborate. Yeah, no, thank you, Levi, for the question and for raising the issue, because it's a very nuanced, I guess, or specific to, you know, to agriculture. If it's not in the framework, it doesn't mean it's on the chopping block, but it means it's part of the negotiating. So you're right, it's up for grabs. But we're trying to find a way, taking capital gains as an example. The reason capital gains isn't dealt with is because we don't necessarily know what the rate would be. I think it's probably likely it'll be something. I think also likely it'll be less than it is now at 20%. And so that becomes one part of the formula that you're talking about, whether the 1031 exchange just goes away or whether it is maintained. Remember, one of the things that's been acknowledged by the tax writers is that agriculture is unique. Land ownership, asset ownership is unique in a family business.
Does that bode well for keeping the 1031 exchange?
I think it does.
And you'd fight for it.
And I would fight for it.
Levi, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. John is South Dakota. When we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall, focusing on tax reform today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone Patio Furniture is that. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959. In the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only and then opened up to the private sector. Like, if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. We're live at the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber. Our thanks to Craig Whitney and his team for hosting us today and allowing us to eavesdrop, I guess, on the talk radio, or rather on the tax reform roundtable that Congressman Kramer held, and so we could morph it into one of our talk radio town halls here today. More of your questions or comments for Congressman Kramer. What do you want in tax reform? What do you want to see part of this ultimate outcome? Any questions you have on what you've heard about it so far, let us know at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Son. They are 100-plus years old now. They started back in 1908, so they're well past their 100-year mark. And folks in and around Bismarck know them as the plumbing, the heating, the air conditioning, the mechanical contractor to call, right? Well, they've broadened that out now, and they're serving customers through commercial operations in Fargo and Grand Forks and Gwinner and Newtown and Minot, and providing, actually, more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, mechanical heating and cooling system maintenance, and saving companies money. If you're looking at the bottom line, say, wow, look at that maintenance. Wow, look at that that new expense that I need, that capital expense. They can help. Call them at 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393, online at hatandsons.com. Let's go back to the phones, and John is next in South Dakota for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, John.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Great to talk to you again, Senator Kramer, or Congressman Kramer, I'm sorry.
Hey, John.
The thing that frustrates me the most about tax reform and when people talk about it is the politicians for years have done an excellent job of hammering the class envy into the heads of some people, and it really frustrates me that people don't understand that you can raise taxes on the rich and you can raise taxes on their businesses, but the rich and businesses don't pay taxes. And people need to understand that if you give a tax cut to people that have money and own businesses, that's going to translate eventually down into lower prices for products for the middle, for everybody. And it's frustrating that people can't seem to understand this. You know, and even the regulations that the politicians pass and put on businesses like the ELD mandate and stuff, That's going to raise costs of everything. It's the same as having an extra tax on. It certainly is a good thing that people are going to be able to keep $4,000 of their own money because they're going to need it to cover the increased cost of all the expenses when the ELD mandate comes in.
No, there's no question. So, as I like to say, regulations are obviously a drain on the economy. They're a drain on job creation and competitiveness, and the most egregious regulation is the tax code itself, because it is directly it impacts the consumer and the worker negatively. And I think that's starting to be borne out more and more through this process that we're going through. But I share your concern for class envy. I'm even concerned about it. I was just asked, frankly, by a TV reporter about this this topic. What concerns me about what you're seeing in the discussion, one of the things that concerns me is that the president himself wants to keep a fourth top rate open-ended. And that scares me because it leads me to believe while we want to lower rates, and this is focused on the middle class and lower income, and it's obvious by the things that are in the unified framework, there are some people who are afraid to lower the rates on the upper end of the income scale. So they want to just lower it on the middle income but not on the upper income. Well, if you do that, you'll certainly have tax relief for middle class America, but you won't have the pro-growth economic policies that go with cutting the rate for the job creators at the top end. So we just have to tell that story more and more and help people better understand it. But there are two reports that are out this week, one from the Council of Economic Advisors, another one out from an economics professor at Boston University, that show the direct correlation between income or the corporate tax rate and wages.
Wage growth. Which has been abysmal. Over the past 8 years, the real median wage in the U.S. rose by an average of 0.6% per year.
Yeah.
So, you know, good luck with that, right? When the price of everything else goes up.
That's right.
All the time. So you're exactly right. I mean, I think there's a ton of ripple effects there. Why, Congressman Cramer, are not more Democrats at least able to focus in on that, right? I mean, in other words, they might not like the idea that, you know, you have corporate tax reform in their eyes reducing taxes on corporations, right? The typical Democrat wouldn't like that. But if they could see a connection to wage growth, there's their little guy argument.
It's not that they don't see that. They just hope the little guy never figures it out.
Because they're tied together.
Yeah. Because it's a wedge that allows them to maintain power. And remember, it's under the most recent past president, Obama, that the growth of the gap between the middle class and the top earners has grown so dramatically. To the caller's point, there are a couple of studies I'm looking at right now. One from the Tax Foundation. The top 1% in 2014, the top 1% of taxpayers accounted for more income taxes paid than the bottom 90% combined. So the top 1% paid about 40% of all income taxes. The most recent from CNBC says that the top 1% of Americans would pay nearly half of the federal income taxes. So we just need to say that over and over and over to help people realize that, while yes, we want to provide tax relief for the middle class, that's what the focus of this is, we also want to provide some modest tax relief for our job creators.
And that leads to you having more in your paycheck.
Absolute direct correlation.
Yeah, I don't know who can be against that, is what I'm getting at. And I also would argue what we're doing now is not working. So you have this stagnant wage growth, and partly because you haven't had a growing economy. So there's a lot of good arguments here. Who's next? Let's go to Scott in Minot for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Congressman Cramer. It's a pleasure to speak with you. My question concerns flat tax. I haven't heard a lot of discussion about it, and I'm not sure why. But however many different classes there are, what the rates are, put all that aside, and could you explain to me why Washington doesn't want a flat tax?
Okay, so I frankly would welcome a flat tax. I think one of the challenges is finding out what the rate is. But remember this, I think that the compromise is what we've come up with. So for individuals, instead of having 7 brackets, there'd be 3. 95% of them could do their taxes on a 14-line postcard by doubling the standard deduction and maintaining the 2 itemized deductions of charity and home mortgage. 80% of North Dakotans already file using the standard deduction. Could you imagine if 95% of us could do our taxes on a postcard? And while 3 isn't 1, it's better than 7. It's just sort of the art of the compromise. But you know, when I first ran, Scott, you may remember this, in 1996, the first time I ran for Congress, I offered up a 15% flat income tax rate, eliminated a whole bunch of deductions, could do it on a postcard, and the 2 senators at the time spent a couple of days with their hair on fire on talk radio trying to talk about how that was going to blow up the deficit. Once again, more concerned about the government than the taxpayer.
I remember that, and that's why I'm asking you. and I don't ever hear that argument that flat tax makes good sense. And I have a feeling it's because it would take away government jobs and that type of thing. The IRS would be, take a lot of teeth out of the IRS anyway.
Well, even what we're doing does. Even what we're doing does, Scott. So it's at least progress in the right direction. But I'm with you. If three is better than seven, one would be great.
You, let me appreciate the call, Scott. Thank you very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. The deficit will be an issue that will come up. Bob Corker, Republican, on his way out, obviously given his rhetoric of late, but has said that if, you know, he's no way, no how, anything that isn't a deficit neutral, I'm not going to touch. Stephen Mnuchin is going around talking about the fact that they'll, you know, the argument is there'll be an additional $1 trillion benefit net when it's done, but that's obviously scoring it in a dynamic way. How do you win these battles? Because it's obvious to me that if you scored the way it should be scored, and that is to say, you know, what will the impact of all of this change be on more investment, more things, the economy growing? Clearly, you have a dynamic there that's interesting, but Congress never wants to score it that way. So how do you fight? How do you win this battle?
So I think you win the battle just like we're doing it. Stephen Mnuchin going on more and more talk radio and TV and talking about the net gain. I think one of the ways you do it is that we need to get the Senate to allow more dynamic scoring, even if it's conservative dynamic scoring. But to Bob Corker's point, though, there's no reason we can't do this even with a static score that shows deficit neutrality or deficit savings. That's a noble goal. I hate to hear him say there's no way, no how I'll do it under any circumstance that, you know, where this is the outcome, because that dismisses a whole bunch of other good things. If he requires a static score that shows a savings, we ought to try to get that. But I would hope he'd have an understanding of how valuable a growing economy is. When you look at the biggest driver of our debt is the entitlement programs, and the best way to fix the entitlement programs is to grow the economy, create jobs, have investment income rising. I don't know why you would let something as basic as whether it's $1 billion over or $1 billion under prevent you from voting for something that's good for everybody.
Another question from a listener, Texas question. How about cutting payroll taxes? Matching taxes is what hurts our bottom line.
So the texter is matching taxes. He's referring to payroll taxes that are matched, like say FICA, for example. The employer pays half and the employee pays half. That would be a much heavier lift, obviously, than what we're accomplishing or trying to accomplish now. And what we're trying to accomplish now is plenty dynamic. It's plenty heavy lift. So that would be for the next phase if anybody really wanted to go after that.
Another texture. Why would anyone in Congress now want Americans to make as much as possible?
Well, I want Americans to make as much as possible, and I don't know why anybody wouldn't. I think for some, power, centralized power is more important than individuals. They tend to be more aggregate in their view of things. They like centralized power over community versus individual initiative and individual outcomes that result in a better community outcome. They don't trust the individual as much as they trust the central government. So I think a lot of it is basically philosophy. Some of it's their own power base. But at the end of the day, I don't know why you wouldn't want more people making more money. You can't control people who are making more money as well as you can, people who are dependent on you, I suppose.
All right. Last chance for questions or comments in our final segment. A few moments away for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Here's the number, 800-228-0550, or text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Buy one, get one is back. That's right. Buy one, get one now at MyPillow. You can't beat a deal like that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. That's the place you go to get the great deals. And MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow bed, body pillow, go anywhere pillow, all those items up to 50% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need a snack? Head for PetroServe USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's Sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white, the Deli Club, oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat, your choice $2.29, all month long at PetroServe USA. You need a great deal for lunch, dinner, for breakfast? Head for PetroServe USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, 20 ounce drink of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. And of course, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a PetroServe USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Training Director Don Mosman discussing a new rescue training course offered at their safety campus.
So the new facility is going to contain a lot of different hands-on elements, but one of those elements is a confined space fall protection high-angle rescue training apparatus that we refer to as the tower. The training that we're going to start offering with that on the rescue side is going to be through our partner, Roco Rescue, which is really considered the world's leader in rescue training. In fact, the first course is coming up the week of November 13th through the 17th, and it's Industrial Rescue 1 and 2. So we'll be training people, for example, from maybe the coal mines, maybe the power plants, firefighters, on how to do proper industrial rescue techniques.
To receive more information on the new industrial rescue course, email NDSC at ndsc.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. We're just chatting briefly off the air. I want to ask you about this because our Delta call of the day has to do with a gentleman in Calm whose mother suffered some serious side effects from OxyContin. And 60 Minutes did a piece this weekend, put a lot of blame on a couple of Republicans, Tom Marino from Pennsylvania and Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. They did note in the piece that both in the House and the Senate had passed unanimously,
right?
I guess. So
right.
There wasn't any opposition to it, right?
Right, to this bill, yeah.
Right, but a few people are up in arms over it. I was surprised that there wasn't more focus on the DEA, honestly, in it, because obviously they're the drug enforcement agency. But a whistleblower from the DEA came forward and said, hey, Congress is to blame, and all these people left DEA, went to work for these lobbying firms, and that's the problem. where's the culprit in this whole OxyContin and pain reliever crisis we have going on?
So the particular piece of legislation, as I recall it, what the legislation did is it made it easier for people to get their medication that when it's prescribed through the mail, and
pain clinics, right. That they weren't being regulated in the same way, and
that's right. So it lowered one level, as I understand, as I recall, this standard of regulation. Nobody opposed it. I mean, not one Democrat voted against it in the House or the Senate. Not one Republican voted against it in the House or Senate. In fact, I think it passed on voice vote, or at least on suspension in both chambers. So there was no opposition to it, including from the Obama DEA. Now it's an issue suddenly. I think what created the issue is that Tom Marino is up for Drug Czar. He's being considered, or was being considered, by the president for Drug Czar. They were looking for some way to get to him to, you know, try to embarrass him, and he, of course, did withdraw as a result of his advocacy for the legislation. But
who's the biggest culprit in the whole opioid crisis, though? I mean, to me, there's so many that it's hard to say that, okay, Congress wanted to make it easier to get pain meds. You hear from some people who say you can't believe how hard it is to get, yeah, right, when you legitimately need them. So I don't know who's right. I mean, it's
a combination of things. Obviously, Scott, I mean, let's not stop blaming the people who are doing it illegally. I mean, I hate whenever we look for a scapegoat that's something other than the criminal, something other than the pusher, something other than
the
cartel.
And these pain clinics that are crooked, obviously,
right,
are culpable.
Right, yeah. They're clearly culpable. You know, some people want to blame the doctors for being so liberal in their prescribing. Okay, you know, maybe they should be less liberal, but doctors aren't in the business of selling drugs. They're in the business of making people healthy and meeting their demands at any given time.
And there's another one I hear from the healthcare community where there's these pain audits where the government will crack down if people are complaining they have too much pain.
That's exactly right. So as soon as you solve one problem, create another problem, it's a moving target all the time. So we're all sort of culpable, Scott, to that point. But what I don't like is that when we take our eye off the real illegal activity as though somehow there's justification in it because, you know, Congress misbehaved or legitimate doctors are being too liberal. I think we need to constantly have the discussion and try to find solutions.
By the way, that was a long way of me getting to our Delta call of the day. Our friends from Delta are your first call if you're in the oil industry for turnkey well site solutions. Give Eric a call at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. Here's a call on that topic from yesterday. Todd, do you have that?
My mother died here 9 days ago at age 84. In 2013, she had major surgery at the U of M for jaw cancer. They placed her on OxyContin then in 2013. And she was on that the next 4 years of her life. Her personal physician, the surgeons, everyone said, at your age, we're not worried about you being addicted. Now, she took a minimal amount, but she took a pill every day. Here, a couple months ago, she had intestinal blockage, and that's one of the side effects. So she had to take this powerful laxative called Mantivec, and in order to counter-effect the side effects of taking OxyContin. People who have pain and need this, you know, only they can say how much pain they're in. But there are side effects to taking these opiates.
Well, can I say something? Because thank you. I had not heard that call, but one of the things I get very frustrated when I watch TV is I watch a TV ad for a drug to reduce the effects of opioid-induced constipation. I'm thinking, what is the end of this cycle if you need another pill for another pill for another pill? This is what I mean by we need to have a much broader medical discussion about the value of certain things. But by the time you listen to all the side effects, I don't know why anybody would take any medication anymore.
Mel in Jamestown for Congressman Kramer, quickly with your question, Mel.
Yeah, just 7 years old, grew up in Jamestown, was a paper boy. The main street in Jamestown was packed with restaurants and cars, free movie theaters in about a three block area. And I'm kind of wondering, what is the definition of a good economy? Because 1950 to 1964 in Jamestown was great. Since then, the main streets are dead. They got a few stores and shops, but nothing like the way it was.
No, but of course, Mel, you've got a really nice Super Walmart and a really nice Menards, and therein lies the problem with, you know, with the big box store economy. It's to some it's a problem, to others it's a great blessing. We're not going to go back to the 1950s, obviously, in retail, but we need to do a lot more so that we are on the cutting edge of the newest developments and don't disadvantage ourselves as a country with a bad tax code.
And I think some of those things are up to your town, too.
No question.
Yeah, I mean, just how much you want to do, what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's been proven it can be done. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks.
See you next week, folks. Ran out of time. God bless you. Bye.
I say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.